On April 10, 2003, a bomb placed by a Jewish extremist group wounded 20 children in a Palestinian playground. Jewish terrorists may not be all that well known, but they are out there. Asking criminals to hold to well-accepted rules and codes is probably a waste of time. After all, as it has been often said, there's no honor among thieves. Once people have progressed along that pathway, there is not a great incentive to abide by what the rest of us see as normal and off base when it comes to violence. Terrorists, of course, are no different. They seem to have an unnatural interest in spreading fear and violence across a wide swath of targets, regardless of who may get hurt. Among those who are supposed to be not hit are women and children. Interestingly, jihadis claim that they are following Islamic laws. They certainly cite the Quran and the Hadith, i.e. the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, often enough to just demonstrate their devotion to their faith. And while it is true that jihad is a valid Islamic term, the way it is carried out by Islamist terrorists bears little resemblance to what the creed's founders laid out. According to his classic Islamic law, when an army engages the enemy, there are rules, what we would now call rules of war. Among those who cannot be attacked are priests and other holy people, the elderly, women, and children. Clearly, not all jihadis are listening. There are countless examples of attacks where all of the above are directly singled out for killing. Not only are these heinous crimes, but they would be rejected by all other Muslims. Rules are rules after all. And it is not just Islamist extremists who ignore these injunctions. On this day in 2003, a bomb exploded in a West Bank school playground, injuring 20 Palestinian children. The explosion tore through a classroom for 16-year-old boys as they returned from a midday recess. A shadowy Jewish group called Revenge of the Infants claimed responsibility for the attack. In a statement to reporters, the group said it had planted the bomb in revenge for the murders of Jewish children by Palestinians. In the past, the group had claimed responsibility for terrorist attacks in which Palestinians were killed on West Bank highways. Planting a bomb in a playground. Surely, there can be nothing lower than this. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.